When you have patients present to you with palatally impacted canines, how do you have them exposed? Do you use an open or a closed surgical technique? Is one or the other of these two techniques better related to periodontal health? These questions were addressed in an article titled Periodontal Health of Palatally Displaced Canines Treated with Open or Closed Surgical Technique, a multi-center randomized control trial by Nicola Parkin et al., which appeared in the August 2013 issue of the American Journal of Orthodontics and Dentofacial Orthopedics. The patients for this study, which was a multi-center randomized control trial, were obtained from three hospitals in the United Kingdom. The sample for this study consisted of 62 patients who had unilaterally impacted maxillary canines. The sample was divided into two groups, one of which had closed surgical exposure and the other open surgical exposure. Periodontal measurements were recorded at baseline and at 3 months after removal of fixed appliances, and the differences in periodontal attachment level, gingival recession, and clinical attachment levels were calculated. The authors also measured the contralateral maxillary canines, which were not impacted. When they compared the two surgical techniques, what do you think they found? There was no difference in periodontal impact when the closed and open surgical techniques were compared, and the surgical impact on maxillary impacted canines is so small that it is unlikely to influence the prognosis of the tooth in the long term in most patients. I was surprised to see that there was no difference because recently there have been some studies and presentations that have suggested that the closed technique is more favorable to periodontal health. This study is a good example of the benefit of randomized controlled trials, and the only concern I have is that it was a multi-center study, which always makes it difficult to standardize research procedures. You can find this study in the August 2013 issue of the American Journal of Orthodontics and Dentofacial Orthopedics.